Okay. Okay, everybody, so we're holding by Shani.
Everyone runs to the toilet quickly before
I we're holding by Parshas Achrimois by Shani. That's Perek Tezayin Pasuk Yud Ches. The Yotza El HaMizbeach, and he goes out to the Mizbeach Asher Lifnei Hashem, that's before Hashem. V'chipur Olov, he's Mechaper on, he atones for him. V'lokach Midam HaPor, he takes from the dam of the por. V'midam HaSor, from the blood of the goat, the male goat. V'nosan Al Karnes HaMizbeach Sof, and he puts it on the corners of the Mizbeach all around. Yeah. Oh, so Zog V'Ashi V'Samein, does this Avodah Zim Kippur? Let's see, Pasuk Yuches, is there Rashi over here? Yeah. Elam Mizbeach Ashlufnei Hashem. Ze Mizbach Azov. This is the Mizbeach Azov, the golden Mizbeach. Shulufnei Hashem Behechel. That's before Hashem in the Hechel. Ma Talmud Loimer V'yotzo. What does it tell you V'yotzo? Lefisha, he's a Hazoyis ala Peroiches. Since he was Maza, Hazoyis, on the Peroiches, V'omad V'nei Mizbeach Lufnim. And he stood from the Mizbeach and from within. V'hiza and he spritz. But he puts the matan dam on the mizbeach, he has to go from the mizbeach outside. The yaskel mikherins mizrochis tzfoinis. Gemara says in Yuma daf nun ches, Amud Beis, that he has to start from the north eastern corner.
What's the yotze? The mizbeach azov is b'fnim. The yotze is coming out of
from mi b'fnim. That's what's coming out of.
Mizbeach is inside the Eichel.
Correct.
So Yotza is coming out of where?
The Yotza.
So you said he went to go spitz by the Breitas. It was like a separate area that he went into that area to the Eichel to Mizbeach Azov.
Yeah. Okay. V'chipur Olav Mahi Kaparos. It was the Kapor. What's the Kapor? V'lokach Midam HaPor. He takes from the dam of the Por. Midam HaSor from the dam of the goat. Me'urovin zelasoich zeh, they're mixed. The Gemara says in Yuma daf nun zayin amud beis, each other, the dam is mixed into each other. Pasuk Yutes. V'hiz olov min adom be'etzboi, he spritz from the blood with his finger, sheva pa'am, seven times. V'tiaroi, he's matari, he purifies it, v'kitchoi, and he sanctifies it, mitumas b'nei Yisrael, the tuma of the b'nei Yisrael. So Grashi, he's a love min Adam. Achash shenasa matonis betzboi al karnoisav. After he does the matan dam with his finger on the corners, mazeshev azoyis al gagos. So then he spritzes seven spritzings on the roof. The tiroi b'masha over. He's matired from what from the past. The kitcha lasa lovei, and he's makadosh it for the future. Pasuk chav. V'chilo mikaper es hakodesh v'soil moyed v'samizbeach, and he completes. He's finished from atoning for the kodesh and for the oil moyed and the mizbeach. Then he's makriv the living goat. Pasuk Chav Aleph. V'somach Aaron es shtei yodov al roish ha-soyer. Aaron is the smicha, his two hands on the head of the soyer achai. V'svad alov, he says, Vido is kol avoynas b'nei Yisrael, all the avoynas of klal Yisrael. That's kol pishayim, all their willful sins, the pesha that they, the averes they did willfully. V'chol chatoysam, for all their sins. V'nosan oysam al roish ha-soyer, he puts it on the head of the goat. V'shilach b'yad ish iti ha-midbor, and he sends it by the hands of a prepared person. Iti is a lashon of, we're going to see Rashi, is a lashon of muchan lakach, he's prepared to do it. Like the Targum says, b'yad gvar dizmin, a person that was prepared, the Targum Yonison says, the same thing Yonison ben Azul says, the same thing, the mezamein. Oh, was meant as a gashi ishiti hamuchan lekach miyomes smoil. The Gemara says in Yuma, Samach Bavam Beis, that person that was prepared for this from the day before, yesterday. Pasuk Chav Beis v'nosa soyer aloves kol avinoisam el eretz gzeru. This soyer carries, he bears all the averus to eretz gzeru. What's eretz gzeru? So we saw before it's eretz chatucha. That's what Rashi said before. It's a land that's what did we have before? Ellie, remember the Rashi before we had yesterday? Chatucha. What? It's been a whole day. We had it before on Pasuk Ches. It says Eretz Gzeiro, so Rashi types that means, it means Chatucha, which means literally a cut land. And we saw all the Pshatim there, what it means, it's a noun, that it's talking about, it's going not on the land, it's going on the goat, that it's going to get cut up into pieces when it gets thrown off the mountain. Or another was the Lashon of Choik, we saw over there, it's Chuk Shechakakti Lecho, that you don't have Rishos to be Mahar after the whole Indian of Sar Lazazel Akoponim. That's the Rashi says in Yuma Samach Zayin. Kapon over here, that's what it means. Eretz Chatucha, Rashi says. That's what Eretz Gzeira means.
No jipping in the seals.
Yeah?
Yeah, what jipping
in the seals. It was a Ben Torah that was in charge of it?
maybe you should take his little G-thing to see.
Yeah. You
gotta keep up.
You had a kippa. Okay, yeah. But you have to know, whatever. They take you also to carry. They tell you. They say you want to go to Kiryat Shmona, so they take you to Kiryat Arba twice. Mm-hmm. Also, so it's the same people. When the road jumps, they say you have Kvitsa Sader. And you know, you have to know who you're dealing with. You know, and that rock, that's where, that's Devin Ashasiya, Ayat's in Yerushalayim, Lekosa. But don't take everything, take it with a grain of salt, Mizal. Akoponim, that's what it means over here, Eretz Gezer. Oh. Pasuk Chof Beis. V'nosa hasoyer alov es kol avinoisam. El Eretz Gezer, oh, we said that. V'shilach es hasor amid bamidbar. He sends the sword to the midbar. Pasuk Chof Gimel. Uvo. Aaron el oil moed. Aaron comes to oil moed. Who foshet has big day abod asher lovash bevoye el akoidish veinichem shom. And he removes the big day bod, the linen garments that he put on when he came into the koidish, and he leaves it over there. So drashi vo Aaron el oil moed. Om Rabbi Seinu Chazal say, what does it mean? In Yumal Amid Beis Amid Alav she'ein zem akoidish el mikrazeh. This is not the place of this pasuk. It's out of order. Venosnu tamu devrim. They gave a reason for it. What's the reason? B'mesechus Yuma Daf Lamed Beis. Ba'amru. Kol ha'parsha kula nemra ala seida. The whole parsha was said in order. Chutz mi biyazu. Besides this biya that it says over here. Shi achar siyas oilosav oilosam. That's after he makes his, he brings his oil and the oil of the klal yisul. Vaktaras emuri par v'sir. And he's makte the emurim of the par and the sir. Shanasim b'chutz b'big dezov. That's done outside in the golden clothes. V'toivul makadish. He does tefillah and he's makadish himself. U'poishton, he removes them, v'loivish big deylovim, he puts some big deylovim. V'voil oil moyed, and he takes, comes to the oil moyed, l'hoitz yis ha'kaf, yis ha'machte, take out the kaf and the machte. Shehik derba k'toriz l'tnai avnim, and that's what he was makte the k'toriz l'tnai avnim. U'foshat is big deyabod, achar she'etzim, after he removed them, v'loivish big deyzov l'tomit shal ben arbaim. Then he puts on the big deyzov for the tomit shal ben arbaim. V'zeu seder avoidus. Rashi says, this is the seder of the avoida. Tomit shal shachar b'big deyzov. The Talmud Shal Shachar is in the Big Day Zov. V'avoy this par v'sori p'nimi m'k'toyi shal machto b'big day lovum. V'eloi v'eloom, his own isle and the isle of the people is miktas v'mitzov, and part of miktas v'big day zov. That comes in Big Day Zov. V'etzoyis kafu machto b'big day lovum. Moving the kaf and the machto is in the Big Day Lovum. V'shiri m'sofim, the leftover m'sofim. Talmud Shal Bein Arbayim, v'k'toyi sahechil shal mizbech p'nimi. The Big Day Zov, that's all in the begodim of the Zov. The seder amikroyz l'fi avoydus kachu. The seder the pesukim l'fi the avoydus is like this. V'shilach es esor b'midbar. That's pasuk of beis. V'rochas es esor b'mayim. Then afterwards he does v'chitza b'mayim. V'goyim v'yotzev asa se'losi. That's pasuk of dalit. V'eschel v'chates. That's pasuk of hey. V'chol ha'parsha v'ad achri ken yovei l'mach. That's pasuk of vav. V'achri ken v'vo arin. Then afterwards it comes v'vo arin. This is pasuk of gimel. So now this pasuk of gimel that we just had is ein zem akoyma. It's really later. V'nicham sham melamet shetun and gneiza. This teaches that it has to have gneiza. V'lo yishtamish b'yisrael bo begodim liyamik yipur machir. Gemara says in Yuma yud beizam and beiz. He cannot use these begodim forever. He has to be do gneiza on them. Pasuk chav dalit. V'rochat says besori b'mayim. He washes his basar b'mayim b'mochim kodesh in a holy place. V'lo vashes begodim and he puts on the begodim. What?
They ever found these begodim?
I don't think so. No. They need gneiza. Not that I know.
Unless you know that.
It could be that it rotted by then, because it says mivavloi michse knayhan. The Mishnah says in Sukkah they used to make hemnayim from the old. They used to make gartlich from the old big day kahuna. So if I say it rotted, so by now I'm stomach rotted. We're gonna see Yeshio in the time Rashi's gonna bring soon. In the days of Yeshio, they hid the Shem. There's five things the Gemara says in Haris that Tzlechus Hashem doesn't say the big day kahuna. But I'm saying that peace for it, Haris wouldn't stand till now. Oh, so what did Rashi say over here? In Pasuk of Dal, what do we see? It says, V'rochat says, B'sori b'mayim, b'mokim kodosh, v'lovash as begodav, he puts on the begodav, v'yotze v'osse, he loves it, goes and he does his oil, v'soy l'sa'om, the oil of the people, v'chiper ba'adli v'ada'om, he has kapora for himself and for the people. So, Drashi, V'rochat says, B'sori, l'maylu l'madnum, v'rochat says, B'sori l'ovesh, and what we learn from there, shechashu meshanami, big day zov, l'big day love and torn tefillah, when he changes from big day zov to big day love, and he has to have tefillah. Shabaisit fila poshut big day zov shavat ben avoidus tamach al shach, and that fila he removes the big day zov that he did avoidus tamach al shach. Veloivish big day love, he puts on the big day love and avoidus ayoyim. The kaim lamadin over here we learn shechashu meshanim big day love and the big day zov ton tefila. Over here the Gemara says in Yuma Lamed Beis when he changes from big day love on to big day zov, he has to have a tefila. That's the chiddush of this pasuk. B'makim kodesh b'makudesh b'kedushas hazara, that has the kedusha kedushas hazara. V'hoise begag beis aparve, that was the roof of the beis aparve. Why was it called the Beis HaParve? Machloikis Rabbeinu Chananel and Rashi. Rabbeinu Chananel says the reason why there was, in Yuma Lamed Hei, there was a person, his name was Parve. He was a Persian a magician, and he made it. He wanted such a taiva to see the Kohen Gadol, but in the avodah, doing the avodah Yom Kippur, he made a tunnel under the Kodesh Kedoshim, and he wanted to see it. The Kehanim caught him, and they killed him, and they put him to death. But lechvoidoi, they called this house where they put him Beis HaParva. That's one shot. Rashi says go demo. Rashi says Beis HaParva was the person that designed his name was Parva. It's a different shot. Not like a Mamgushi, like the Rebbe Yochanan says. I mean, he was one of these necromancers, these magicians, these Persian magicians. Anyway, you see the Kedusha, even these Goyim had to see the Taiva, to see the Kohen Gadol B'Yom HaKippurim. We have no musik of what it was, the Kedusha. But that's what's called Beis HaParva. The four tefillahs that come for that day, the first one was in the chel, like the Gemara says in Yumod, the flamed omer al. The lovash is begodim, shmoin begodim, shu oivid behen kol yimayz hashanah. The eight begodim that he's oivid all the years of the days of the year. The yotzim in a hechel al achatzah shem mizbech oil hasham, he goes out to the hechel to the chatzah with the mizbech oil is over there. Vase say, losoi, eloi ve'el, ve'el oil, ayla oil omer, Omer l'mayla in pasuk gimel v'zayis yavi arin. It says that's what he uses that ayil. Also v'soyla sa'om va'ayil echad lo'oyla omer l'mayla u'me'es adas b'nei Yisrael in pasuk hey, pasuk of hey, beis chaylev hachatos yakter mizbeach, and the fats of the chatos should be makter on the mizbeach. Zok Rashi a murei parvisoyer, that's the murim from the parvisoyer yakter mizbeacha, he should be makter on the mizbeach al mizbeach achitza. And here it's referring to the outer mizbeach. It says already before, you cannot be mala on there, Keter Zoro and Oilo Mincha. It's a mehechrich, you have to say that's the Mizbech HaChitzon. Pasuk Chavov, V'yamishaleich es ha-sor la-azazel yichabes begodov, the one that sends the sor la-azazel should wash his clothes. V'rocha says, besori b'moyim, he should wash his clothes in water. V'achrichin yovei alamachlan, and afterwards he should come to the camp. Pasuk Chav Zayin ve'eis parachatas ve'sirachatas, the parachatas and the sirachatas asher huva es domam l'chaper b'koidesh, that the blood was brought to be mechaper in the koidesh, yoytzil mechutz l'machane, he should take it out the chutz l'machane v'sorfu ve'eish, he should burn in fire what? Three things: es eirosam, the hides, ves besarim, the flesh, ves pirsham, and their waste. Zot Rashi asher huva es domam l'heichel, that was brought into the heichel, the dam was brought into the heichel v'chnaiv l'fnim, and inside the koidesh hakadoshim. Pasuk Chav Ches, v'asoyer efoyisam yichabes begodim, the one that burns it should be mechabes is begodim, v'rochatz es besori b'moyim, watches boser and mayim, v'achriken yovei al machane, afterwards he should come to the machane. Pasuk Chav Tes, v'hoysel lechem l'chukas oylam, it should be to you for an eternal decree, v'choydesh ha-shvi, the seventh month, that's Tishrei, v'osel l'choydesh on Yom Kippur, that's the tenth of the month, ta'anu es nafshei seichem, you should afflict yourselves, v'chol melocha, loisasu, any work you should not do. Ezrach, the ager, hagor b'soichem, the ezrach, that's the citizen and the ger that lives amongst you. Pasuk lamed, ki vayoyim azeh yichaper aleichem, on this day it will be mechaper for you. L'tayr eschem mikol chatoseichem lefnei Hashem t'toru. This is what we say in Yom Kippur. Ki vayoyim azeh yichaper aleichem. Right? L'tayr eschem mikol chatoseichem lefnei Hashem t'toru. You can become tor in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Shabbos, Shabbos, and Hilachem. It is a Shabbos of complete rest for you. Ve'inisem esnaf sheisechem, you should afflict yourselves. Chukas Oilem as an eternal decree. V'chiper ha-koyen ashiyim shachoy soy, v'ashiyim ali es yodei l'chayin tachas oviv. So now the koyen that's going to be anointed and he's going to take over his father should do this as an opponent, because the ma'aseh was only set till Aaron, till now. Now it's the one that's going to replace him also does it. Malovish is big day abod, big day koyish, and put on the linen garments, which are the sacred clothes. So Trashi v'chipra koyin asher yimshach kapora zu shel Yom Kippurim einek sheril b'koyin gadol. This kapora of Yom Kippur is only kosher b'koyin gadol. The Gemara says in Yom Lamed Beis, v'shenemer kol ha'pasha b'aron, the whole pasha was said by Aaron. Hutzuch loymi b'koyin gadol abo achrov she yehekemoy. So since the pasha is talking to Aaron, so it has to say the koyin gadol is going to be like Aaron, is going to take him over afterwards. Tashi yimali is yodei ein li elam ashuach b'shem ha'mishchi. You might think only person that is anointed with the anointing oil. Merubah begodim minayim. How do you know that someone's merubah begodim? Talmud loymar. V'ashi yimolis yodoi begoymer. It says, v'ashi yimolis yodoi. V'heim kol ha-kayanam gedoilim shondim mi-yoshiyo v'eloch. These are all the kayanam gedoilim that were there from the times of Yoshiyo and Vaiti. She b'yom of nignezot tzleichus shal shem ha-mishchad. The Gemara says in Yuman on Beis and Beis, in the days of Yoshiyo, that's when the tzleichus shal shem ha-mishchad was hidden. So over here it doesn't say anything about the begodim, but that's what we mentioned before. But al-kaponim, that's when the shem ha-mishchad, the jug was hidden. This teaches you if the sun is memali mokoyim and he's roy for it, then he comes, he gets first a chance at it, and he takes over his father. Pasuk Lamed Gimel. V'chiper es Mikdash HaKodesh, yishemekap mechaper the Mikdash HaKodesh, v'soyil moed, oyil moed, v'sam esbeach, yichaper, and oyil moed, and esbeach, yishemekaper, atone, v'al kehanim, v'al kol ama kol yichaper, and upon the kehanim, and the whole, the nation, all the people, he should be mechaper. Pasuk Lamed Dalet, v'hoyses ois lechem l'chuk asoyil, this should be to you for an eternal decree, lechaper al b'nei Yisrael, to mechaper b'nei Yisrael, mikol chatoisim from all the averus, achas v'shona once a year, v'yas kashetziva Hashem es Moshe, and Aaron did like Hashem was mitzav Moshe. Zok Rashi v'yas kashetziva Hashem kashi higia yom kippurim also kasei dazeh. When the Yom Kippur came, so then he should do like this. It wasn't Yom Kippur. This is the time of the tzavah. Well, lahagit shvochi shel Aaron shalei hayeloishun legdulos. It tells you the shevach of Aaron that he wasn't wearing it for his own gedula. Elak mekayim zeres amelch. Only to mekayim zeres amelch. So everybody asks the kasha of tzorach beard. That you have to tell me that's the Shevach of Aaron, that he didn't do it for his own gedula. We're talking about Aaron, Kadosh Hashem, Aaron HaKoyin. What's the pshat over here? He did it k'mekayim zeres hamelech. I'll tell you that, l'havdil el vadolus, I mean, it's the god of Ador, Moshe Zechron L'Roch, yeah? He did everything the Rebbe Shem wanted him to do. Mamash, he didn't change. That's the Shevach of Aaron HaKoyin. So the Sifzach Chom says before, in a pshat in it, that... It's really shver, and before it says V'yas Aaron abon of his kol abegodim asher tziv Hashem biyad Moshe. The Rashi says L'hakat shvachon shlehitu yiminu smoil. It says before we had the Minchas Yudas brought in the Sifzach Chom before. So he says that Aaron abon of did exactly a piti buri shel Moshe v'leishinu mikol asher tziv Hashem v'minu l'shlichus al zeh. So the pshat is the Moshe Rabbeinu told him the tzavor, and there was still nema to Moshe. What Moshe Rabbeinu said, it didn't change. That's the shevach of Aaron. If the Rebbeinu Shem told you avada, but here was Alidei Moshe, the Minchas Yudas says, brought in Sifzach Chom before Mela. Even though it was not Alidei Moshe, they still didn't change. Pasuk Aleph, Pasuk Perik Yizayin, Pasuk Aleph. Yedaber Hashem al Moshe leim. Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Daber el bnei el Aaron vel bono. Speak to Aaron and his sons, el kol bnei Yisrael, to all the bnei Yisrael. Ve'marta leim, say to them, Zeh adov hashetziv Hashem leim. This is the matter that Hashem said, saying, Pasuk Gimel, Ish mi beis Yisrael, asher yishchat shor echesed. Any person that from the base Yisrael that's going to shech that an ox or a kesef is a sheep or an aiz, a male sheep, b'machane, a goat, or asher yishchat mechutz l'machane, is going to shech the outside of machane. So actually, what does that mean? Asher yishchat shor kesef v'mekdoshen akosav medavid. The pasuk is talking mekdoshen shenemer lahakriv korban, makriv a korban, b'machane chutz l'azor, outside of the azor. Pasuk dalit. Vel Pesach Oyel Moed Lo Yehviu it. To the Pesach entrance Oyel Moed, he didn't bring it. Lahakiv Korban Lashem Timakiv Korban to Ribbono Shel Olam. Lefnei Mishkan Hashem, before the Mishkan Ribbono Shel Olam, Dom Yechoshev Leishahu, Dom Shofach, should be considered blood to that person. He's poured blood. V'nichros Leishahu Mikarev HaMoed. That person is Yechayiv Chorus. So Rashi, Dom Yechoshev, Kishoyfich Dam Odom, it's Keilu Yishoyfich the Dam of a person. Shem Eschayiv Nashi, they Eschayiv Misa. Dom Shofach, the Rabbi says, Azurik Dom Bachutz. Gemor says, in Zvoch, in Kutzayin Amar Alef, it comes to be Mar, but some that Zurik Kotchim Bachutz. Pasuk Hey, the man asher yaviu bnei Yisrael zivcheim, asher im zoyivchem al pnei asode, so that the Klal Yisrael should bring their zvachim that they're shechting by the field. Veviyum l'Hashem al Pesach oil moed el akoyin, they should bring to Hashem at the entrance of oil moed to the koyin. Vezovchu zivchei shlom l'Hashem oisam, they should shech the zivchei shlom to ribayne shloilum. So Rashi asher im zoyivchem, asher im regilim lizbeich, what they ruggle to shech. Pasuk Vav, vezorak akoyin es adam al mizbach Hashem Pesach oil moed. The kohen should spritz the dam at the mizbeach Hashem at the entrance of Yom Moed. V'hikter achelav l'reich nechoich l'Hashem. She makdil achelav as a pleasing fragrance to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Pasuk Zayin v'lo yizbechu oida zivcheim l'asirim. They should not shecht their zvachim, their kabbonis to the shadim. Asher him zoynim achreim, that they go after. Chukas oylam tiu zoys l'hem l'deroisim. This should be for an eternal decree forever for all their future generations. Like Rashi l'asirim v'smeintos l'shadim. Like it says in the pasuk in Yeshayahu, Seirim Yiraktusham, the Seirim that are the Shadim are like dancing around over there, the dancing over there. Pasuk Ches Valeim Toimer, and to them you should say. When them you should say Ish mi beis Yisrael, any person when a ger asher yogav b'seich, when a ger that's going to dwell amongst you, asher yalo oilo zeva, that's going to bring up an oilo zevach or a korban. So Rashi asher yalo oilo l'chayev ala makder ivor mechutz. Kesheichet b'chutz. The mechayev in a person that's makdei v'am b'chutz, like he shechts b'chutz. Shem shochet echad v'hel l'chaveir. If someone, one person shechts, the other person's mailit, shneim chayav. The Gemara says in Zvachim Kuvav, they're still chayev. They're both chayev. Pasuk Tes. V'el Pesach oil moed loy v'yenu. L'asei so yisrael Hashem. To the entrance of oil moed, you should not bring it to do it for Hashem. V'nichas ish ha'hu me'yamav. That person doesn't do it. He's chayev chorus. So Rashi v'nichras zari nichras. Number one, his all his future offspring is going to be cut off. The yomav nichrasim and his days are cut. So Rashi's learning that it's his children, which we know is as a riri, right? That's a riri that he's going to be with childless, and also Rahman Tzlan and his days are going to be cut off. Yeah, it's both. My son comes out. It's very common. Pasuk yud. The ish ishmi beis Yisrael, and any person from beis Yisrael, min a ger agor b'seichem, and ger that lives, dwells among you, asher yoichel kol dam, is going to eat any type, any blood, v'nosati foni v'nefesh oicheles es adom, v'chrati oiso mikerv ha'mo. Hashem's Benjamin says, I'm going to be point any mikol asaki, Rashi says. I'm going to totally forget about all my asaki, I'm going to chayv this person koris, if he eats dam. So Rashi, kol dam, Lefishanemer benefesh yichaper, it says yichaper. Yochel lo yichayev elal dam mekdashim. Yimach yichayev yom yichayev dam of mekdashim. Tamed loymer kol dam nein. The Gemara says increases dam. Now let any type of dam you're also chayev on. Nasati pani panai shali. Point ani mikol asoke ve'oisik ba. I'm going to forsake all my business, all my anyanim, the Banshim says. I'm going to only be oisik in this person that ate the dam. You know what that means? Point ani mikol asoke. Banshim's asoke ve'yifir the veld. He runs the world. Person eats dam, the Banshim says, forget about it. I'm taking a break from that. And mechayev this person down. See the chaimer is pasuk yud aleph. Ki nefesh abaser badom hi. Vani nesatev lachem al mizbech lachaper al nefesh seichem ki adom hu banefesh yichaper. What does that mean? Ki nefesh abaser badom hi. The nefesh abaser is badam. Rashi says ki nefesh abaser shall call bria. The nefesh of a person of any creature badam hi tluy. It's totally in a person's blood, right? L'fichach nesativ l'chaper al nefesh ha'odim. If I gave it to mechaper on a person's nefesh, tovi nefesh for the chaper al nefesh. So his nefesh, he's chayav koris, and it's mechaper on the other nefesh, which is the dam. That's what it says. Ki adam hu b'nefesh yechaper. Pasach yud beis. Al kein amarti l'bnei Yisrael. Therefore I've said to b'nei Yisrael, kol nefesh b'kem l'soich al dam. Any nefesh from you should not eat dam. Yager agor b'soichichem l'yoich al dam. A ger that lives amongst you should not eat dam. L'yoich al dam. You should not eat dam. So to actually call nefesh mekem lahazir gedoy lemalaktan. The Gemara says in Yevomus kuf yadal lemeralif daf kid, right? I kid you not. What does Gemara say over there? That the gedoylem have to give a zora to the ketan. That the parents have to tell the young ones that not to eat dam. It's like a fair lecha iser, the choymer iser. And you have a mitzvah. You see lahazir gedoy lemalaktan. Doesn't mean daf the parents and children. You have a younger brother, somebody. You have the azora. There's also to eat dam. Every Jewish person knows it's also right. Dam, you should know that's not nifrash, that's in your mouth, that comes out, you're allowed to, it's not, there's no iser, right, to do. We wouldn't suggest it doesn't taste too good. If you want to spit it out, fine. But if it comes out of a person's mouth, it's porous, then it's also.
Pasuk Yud Gimel.
Yeah, you're right. Mice, you're right.
Anyway, if he knows his mouth is bleeding, he could swallow.
Yeah, no. So that's not gemina. In a oifen that your mouth is bleeding, you're allowed to swallow. To do bemezin, I'm going out of and taking a spoon of dam. That's vadi also.
That's your own blood because it looks like it's the blood of an animal.
If it's part of you,
yeah.
Yeah, it could be. That's the svor. That's the time of the shalom.
Drink your
own
blood.
Yeah.
Why should we anything with that?
Yeah.
No, because it looks like it's from the.
Why have that done it so long? Why do
you have to? No, because from yourself, you would officially, you would in theory be allowed to, but because it looks like you're.
Why would you be allowed to come down? I don't know.
We have to look. It's a whole parsha. It's all sugi. Let's finish the parak. Another few psukim to end the parak. Yizayin ve'ish ish pasuk gimel ve'ish ish mibnei Yisrael. Any yid from bnei Yisrael, when a ger agor b'soichem, and the ger that lives amongst them, asher yotzet tzeit chay, he's gonna go hunting and get a chay or a oif or a bird. Asher yeyochel, that which may be eating. V'shofach as damoy, he pours out his dam. V'chisol ba'ofer. This is the mitzvah kisi adam. He has to cover it with dam. The parsha is packed over here. When you see that rise, the next parsha, it's packed. This parsha. Pasuk Yud Gimel, what does that mean? Asher ain't li'el tzayid. It means it was hunted. Ain't li'el asher yotzed. Nitzoyed v'oim l'kagoyim. A voice of targoyim. Some things that usually get hunted, like ducks and chickens. How do you know that that you have to do kisya dam tam? Loim tzayid mikol makoyim. Anything that's captured, that's hunted. Im kein lama nemer asher yotzed. Shalo yoichel baser el ba'azman hazeh. You should only eat basim hazeh and chum peidal with this hazman, with this preparation. And Rashi says, it's Ayin Rashi with this. It's going to bring some chulin peidal. Chloim el yoichel baser todr shlo yoni. Ayin Shem is a ganz inyan over there. Pasuk yudalid. The ki nefesh kol baser domei benafshoi hu. The nefesh of all the baser, all flesh, is domei benafshoi. What does that mean? Domei hu loy bemkoyim en nefesh. The dam is bemakom his nefesh. Rashi says shan nefesh tlui because that's his whole chiyus is totally in the dam. Ki va'omer levnei Yisrael. Dam kol basar l'sechel, I say to Bnei Yisrael that don't any dam you should not eat. Ki nefesh kol basar domoy, he, the nefesh of all mankind, all flesh, is dam. Kol oichle bikoris, anyone eats dam, is chayv koris. So trashi ki nefesh kol basar domoy hu, ya'oh. Ha nefesh hi adam. The nefesh is the dam. The dam u basar lashon zocher. Nefesh is lashon kevah. Dam u basar is lashon zocher. Nefesh is lashon kevah. Could be that's b'mezes b'shoyi. Nein, b'chayi doesn't sound. Need to hezbe what's going on. B'chayi, what's the repetition? We'll have to be mayan in that. Let's finish the parak. Pasuk tezvav. B'chol nefesh asher. Any nefesh asher toichel nevelu that will eat nevelu treifa. Or treifa be'ezrach. Uvager v'chibes v'godav. He has to do v'chibes v'godim. V'rochatz v'mayim. He has to toivel v'mikvah. V'tomei ad erev. He's tummy till the evening, the Torah, and then he becomes Torah. Is there Rashi on this? Yes. Pasuk tesvav, asher toichel nevelu treifa. Benivlas oif Torah, dibra kosatoi. He's talking about a nevelu of an oif Torah. She'en la tumah el b'shosh she'nivlaz v'beis ha'bliyah. It only has tumah at the time that it's swallowed in the beis ha'bliyah. V'lim d'chakan she'metamah b'chiloz. Here the Torah teaches is metamah b'tachilo. V'treifa murakan le'nichtav el literature. The treifa that says over here, it's the darshan. Chen sheninu, it says, yachl tei nivlaz oif tumah metamah b'beis ha'bliyah. You might think it's tamah b'beis ha'bliyah. Tamah lo'im b'treifa. Mi she'yesh b'minay treifa. Yotza oif tumah she'en b'minay treifa. It excludes oif tumah, doesn't mean a treifa. That's what Torah's Koyim says in Yud Zayin Kuf Chavod. Pasuk to Zion. With that, we finish Perek Yitzayin. Veim lo yichabis. If he doesn't do kibus, uvesaroi lo yirchatz, and he doesn't do rechitz on his basar, venosa avoyni, should bear his sin. So Drashi, venosa avoyni, im yoichal kodesh, if he's going to have achilas kodeshim afterwards, or yikonis hamikdash, he's going to go to in a status of tumah to the mikdash. Chayev al tumah zuk kol shar tumah. He's chayev in this tumah like any other tumah. Uvesaroi lo yirchatz venosa avoyni, rechitzas gufay onish koris, and rechitzas gufay. What he had the Oynish's chorus, while Kippus begotten him Malkus, and Kippus begotten him, he gets Malkus. And with that, Rabbi, as we finish, Perek Yudzayin, and we just have to be Mavar, this Indian, why it's repeated, the Psukim. Shekoyach.
Yeah.